Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Milwaukee Public Museum and the Mitchell Park Domes are two of the most recognizable institutions in the city, but they're also ones that have struggled the most in recent history. Stagnant budgets and mounting fiscal needs have led to some painful decisions, and band-aid solutions are no longer enough to keep them in operation. They're in need of some serious changes, as Larry Sandler wrote about in an article featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Sandler joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about the history of these spaces and the obstacles they're facing as we look into the future.
To start here, how long have the Milwaukee Public Museum and the domes been in Milwaukee? Who created them?
So let me start with the Public Museum. And the museum actually has been around since 1884. It was a city institution at first. And so it was actually run by the city of Milwaukee up until the 70s. And then the city handed it over to the county in 1976. In the case of the domes, they were built in the early 60s, between 64 and 67, one dome at a time. And they were built by the county, which still owns them to this day.
So the public museum was sold by the city to the county. What was the rationale at that time?
Well, the idea then was to get sort of a larger tax base to support the institution. The museum, as you know, serves really the whole area. And so the city taxpayers had the entire burden on them. It had been a free museum up until 1972. And then they started charging admission, and people didn't like that. And so the backlash against the admission fee led the city to look to the county to take it over.
Why were these institutions created? Of course, the Milwaukee Public Museum, that's something that extends to nearly the time of our founding, right? This is something that they found pretty important pretty early. Why was that first created?
Well, I think really just to preserve the natural history of the area and to, you know, have a place where people could come and appreciate the scientific aspects of our natural history.
And to some extent, it feels like the domes have a kind of similar bent to them, preserving our nature, I guess, a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the idea. In that case, not so much just the local nature, but they have plants from all over the world in the domes, and indeed the domes are arranged to show off the different geographies where those plants are from.
So these are two institutions that I think feel like they're very integral to our heritage here in Milwaukee, but they're also, you know, big places that require a lot of care. What kinds of challenges have they been facing over the last couple decades, but specifically the last decade?
So in the case of the Public Museum, it has been both of them, really, it's been a deterioration of their physical plants, which is a reflection of the county's financial issues. And so the county, because of its financial problems, has not been able to afford to keep up these places and other cultural institutions and the parks, haven't been able to fully keep them up to their standards. And so in the case of the museum, what we see is that there are pipes leaking, there's poor insulation, there's not enough climate control, not sufficient climate control. And all of this is a real challenge for preserving the many, many artifacts that the museum has, the millions of artifacts that are owned by the county and kept in the museum. In the case of the domes, it's pretty visible. You can see that there has been glass cracking and cement falling that started in 2016, and actually led to the closure of the domes for a lot of that year, and they've made some short-term fixes, and so both of them are in a situation where in the long term they can't really go on the way they are without some major changes.
Yeah. You know, I think when we talk about these spaces, especially the domes, I think because they're just so visually a part of Milwaukee, but most Milwaukeeans will tell you these are spaces they want to preserve, that they think are important. But as you just mentioned, there are some serious obstacles to doing that. You said, you know, things are going to have to change. What are some of them?
So in the case of the museum, they have determined that what they really need is a whole new building, because the building that they've got is huge. I mean, and the public actually only sees a portion of it. There's large portions of it that are used for storage and research that the public never sees. But this is a building that is much larger than its counterparts. I think they've said that the only comparable museum in physical size is the National Museum of China. And so other natural history museums are significantly smaller. And the idea there is that it's, if you have a smaller place, it's not only easier for the public to get around, but it's also easier to maintain. You have lower heating and cooling bills, and you can run it more economically and efficiently. So in addition to the issues that they have with the storage of the collection, they've decided that they need a new building, and there's a certain amount of urgency to that because they're coming up on reaccreditation from their national association, which they need in order to host these traveling exhibits that we've come to know and love that draw in a lot of visitors to the museum. And so they have to get going on replacing the museum in order to qualify for reaccreditation. In the case of the domes, they could have theoretically just raised them and maybe built a new conservatory. You know, that was an option. But they've decided that what they really want to do is to renovate them and make them more relevant and put them in a position where they can raise more donations and more revenue.
When we've talked about the domes in the past, something that's come up is they're fairly unusual even for that kind of space, and there's a lot of challenges to keeping up the buildings themselves. That's part of why there was serious discussion about removing them, just getting rid of them. What are some of the issues in maintaining this kind of space?
Well, you know, as you said, the construction is really unlike what you would see in any other place, you know, with just the fact that they are domes, that they're geodesic style domes. And so you've got all of this glass that's curved. You know, it's not easily replaced, and the concrete structure to hold up all that glass requires a lot of maintenance. So just that alone, their architecture makes them a little more difficult to maintain.
So, you know, we're talking about the challenges that have been facing the domes, have been facing the Milwaukee Public Museum, but we're entering into a pretty uncertain time for institutions of all all types, even those that haven't been beleaguered previously. Things were challenging before, but how have these institutions been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, a lot of them are closed and are obviously losing revenue as a result of that. And I did, of course, write this article before that pandemic scope really became known and hit Milwaukee. And so, you know, the museum and the domes and other cultural institutions are closed right now and are not, you know, they're not bringing in revenue. And obviously that's not going to help.
What kind of funding needs are we looking at here?
The museum has not announced an actual price tag, but estimates for new building have ranged from $100 million to $200 million. And that is a pretty significant amount that the county could not handle on its own. The museum has been talking about the idea of maybe getting some state money, but the state has never really put a whole lot of money into local museums, I think, or cultural institutions generally. I think the largest that I've been able to find was $15 million for an art center in Eau Claire, which would not go too far towards a new public museum. In the case of the domes, they are looking at a $66 million plan, and they're hoping to divide that $13.5 million from the county, $13.5 million from private donors, and the rest from a variety of tax credits and other benefits of that kind.
Larry Sandler is a Milwaukee-based writer whose piece about the Milwaukee Public Museum and the domes was featured in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Sandler spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.